Here, Chekhov talks about the Irish diaspora and how they view Irish politics.
First of all, like many of the Irish anarchists today came across the ideas of anarchism when they were living abroad. Like until the probably about 1995, the vast majority of Irish youth had to emigrate to find work, you know. So, and that was where people generally first came in contact with anarchist ideas. But sort of socialist and anarchist ideas among Irish immigrant communities are very much a minority, you know. Nationalism is very, very strong, and particularly because in places like the United States and Britain, where the immigrant community has been is very far removed, you know, in terms of how many generations since they emigrated from actual the social realities of Ireland, you get a very romantic and sort of unrealistic national idea, you know. You get a And with no real idea of the social reality of Ireland itself. So these places tend to have quite a reactionary anti-anarchist and pro-Catholic nationalism in them, I'd say. And I mean, I would say look, we do have contact with individuals within in London, for example, within Irish or London English American or English Irish English groups, whatever they are, like within like civil rights groups for Irish people in London and in Australia, and individuals within the United States, but they would tend to be sort of a very minority within those communities, you know. Interesting enough, about the Mumia case, at the recent Bloody Sunday march, the anarchists had a banner saying "Free Mumia," and there was a large delegation from the Philadelphia Police Department there as well. So that was quite an interesting juxtaposition. Yeah.
And at the same time,
at the same time, there was a delegation from the Philadelphia Police Department on the same march.
In Derry.
In Derry, yeah,
yeah. What the fuck were they doing there?
Was there tension, fights, or anything?
No. I mean, it was different parts of the march, and there was tension, but there always is tension, you know, because you get, like, a lot of Irish-American, very sort of, what we would consider very reactionary nationalist groups, like from the Ancient Order of Hibernians and from various police groups within the United States, who will send delegations to Bloody Sunday commemorations in Derry.